Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Wednesday. It's hour one. Come on in. Stay a while. Say hello to Fox Sports Radio lineup, the formidable lineup. Also our great radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. Peacock's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Yes, you can see as we pull the curtain back, and you could watch this award-nominated program. You could probably watch award-winning programs, but this is just an award-nominated program here with Seton Pauley, Fritzy McLovin, and yours truly. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. NFL sent a video to teams yesterday warning them about taunting next season. I guess they're going to enforce the rule a little more seriously than they have in the last couple of years. It's a little bit disappointing when you think about it, because I thought the league had learned its lesson handing out personal fouls. 4 years ago, they decided to allow celebrations. Remember that? They took them away, and then they brought them back. And then they realized, oh yeah, there's a younger audience that probably likes this, and we like a younger audience. But the examples of taunting they sent out were hardly earth-shattering. Basically, guys just talking trash after a big play. Football players are tough guys, right? They can take it. I know it's supposed to be about the kids, but this is where parents play a role. I'm not looking at an athlete to raise my child. Do I hope that they perform in a way that they would be a role model to somebody? Yes, but they're not raising my children. When it comes to, hey, taunting, excessive taunting, okay, I'm hopeful that as a parent, I can have a role and an opinion here. Instead of going, hey, Dad, I saw this. I saw, you know, DeAndre Hopkins do this, and I'm going to do it as well. When it comes to the actual games, do we really need to find ways for the officials to have more influence here? Because that's what it comes down to for me. I just don't want a big play, big game come down to, it's going to be 15 yards. Penalty. Oh, they're in field goal range to win this playoff. Oh, taunting. Let's back it up. Hopefully the reaction to this story reminds the NFL that they were better off when they let players, be themselves here. We're going to talk to Albert Breer. He'll join us on loan from the Monday Morning Quarterback, get his thoughts on where did this come from? I didn't hear an outcry where people said, you know what, I'm tired of this. We got to take taunting out of the game. The NFL reacts to what you want the NFL to react to. Every year, it's something different, right? It's going to be kickoffs. It's going to be extra points, field goals, goalpost, where you can hit somebody, what's a fumble, what's not a fumble. I don't know if anybody was upset. Do you know anybody who says, you know, they better get around to fixing this taunting stuff? Like Michael Irvin famously, when he would even catch a 3-yard pass and it was a first down, he would point towards first down. Is that taunting? If I look at you, is it taunting? If I say some magical words, is it taunting? Are we going to have, upon further review, it's taunting? Are we going to review taunting plays? And when the NFL said, hey, we're taking out celebrations, don't you dare, what are we doing? I can understand it at a smaller level, younger level. I get it. You know, you're trying to install some kind of sportsmanship, play hard. It's not about making fun of somebody else. I get it. These are grown men. They get paid. I want excitement. I want somebody who cares about it. I want a battle. Now, do I want stupid stuff? No, but it goes along with the territory. It's hard to really pick and choose and go, all right, you scored a touchdown. Let's get the entire team in front of the monitor and we'll all pose. Okay, we've done that. I don't know what's next. And hopefully not like a human sacrifice or anything, but for the most part, I think we're okay with some of the celebrations here. But I don't know who is clamoring for this. Like, you have got to get rid of this. The No Fun League is back. Yes, Paul.
So after reading it, it looks like players had to learn the look away taunt. So you could flex on someone, but you got to flex away from that person. You could flex amongst them, but not at them. So you turn like away, like the look away taunt. That's going to be the move.
This program brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosting energy and strength. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. College football rankings are out. Man, what a shock. Alabama's number one. It's about time. Alabama got a break here. Clemson's number two. What a shocker. Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia. These are also the final five teams that we'll have in the college football rankings as well. Is there anything more predictable than college football? I'm guessing these schools are going to be there in the playoffs playing for a national championship. The Lakers introduced Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Paris Saint-Germain introduced Messi yesterday, and the Luka deal got done. McLovin, what's the poll question today?
Okay, put it out to the audience. Would you like the NFL to enforce its taunting rule more? Yes or no?
I don't know how they do it.
Do you think the poll would be 90% say leave it alone?
If it bothers you, I'd like to hear from you. Just tell me, because I don't want to. I'm overreacting to it. Maybe I should be underreacting to it. But to me, it's like, what are we doing? And how do you police this? That's the hard part. You know, baseball's trying to get a little looser here, you know, not be as staid and buttoned up. People have a problem with that. And I understand that the bat flips, you know, what constitutes a situation where you can have a bat flip. I do want enthusiasm. I do want excitement. I think the NFL got used to have, you know, the fun bunch where everybody got together and then everybody celebrated. It was orchestrated. I understand that they wanted to cut down on that. But I think if a guy scores a touchdown, you should be excited. Does that warrant a penalty? It certainly feels like that. That's the direction we're headed in. Hard Knocks, episode one with the Dallas Cowboys. I was entertained by it. But then I go into it like, okay, let me hear something, see something, anything interesting here. There was one Danette who was not thrilled with Hard Knocks last night. And I was surprised. Todd actually had swear words in the morning meeting talking about Hard Knocks.
I just had higher expectations. It just was kind of bland. It got off to a slow start. It had little moments, but I think, you know, maybe it'll pick up in future episodes. I'm not going to not watch it just because of the first episode, but I thought it would start with a bang, and I didn't feel like I was that inside of what was going on. Nothing really jumped out at me that was earth-shattering or behind the scenes where I felt like I was there with the team.
Yeah, Seton.
The star quarterback returning from injury got hurt in the very first episode. I don't know what else they could possibly do to be more like, oh, crap, the Cowboys are in trouble.
Like, that was a real moment, Todd.
I guess it's because we already knew that he got hurt. I know we're seeing it for the first time, but it's not like it was like a live game where someone gets hurt. You know, there was no major revelation about it.
But the show is taped.
I understand that, but it's not like, oh my God, Dak Prescott got hurt. I hope he's going to be okay.
No, but
this is like old news that he got hurt. We're just seeing what happened.
No, but when you realize in the moment, like he's so gung-ho and he wants to play and he wants to take every rep, but I want to throw all the passes. And then all of a sudden, Mike McCarthy's like, what's he still doing out here? Shouldn't he be checked out here? Like that to me was, wow, that surprised me. Yes, he.
And what added to that whole thing to me of Dak being like, I'm back, baby. I'm taking all the reps. I'm doing all this stuff. Mike McCarthy's like, whoa, take it easy. You're going to get hurt. We need to dial this back. He's like, no way. I'm going to be out there. And then you hear him go, oh, crap, I hurt my shoulder. That what made that more exciting was knowing the whole time that at some point this dude's going to hurt his shoulder. And look at the way he's whipping that ball into the net. He's, you know, rolling out to his left, firing a ball into a net that's 20 yards away. And you're like, Dak, you're going to hurt your shoulder. It's happening any minute.
I thought that was really interesting because we knew that he got hurt. We didn't know how he got hurt. What was the reaction in camp when he got hurt? I mean, there's a couple other things. I thought the Mike McCarthy, let me show you movie clips. That seemed like it was, hey, we got to do something to give Mike McCarthy a personality. How about we do a movie that came out in 2001? Yeah, that'll do it because most of these guys saw, oh, that's right. They were probably just born. That felt like it was pushed, scripted. Jerry Jones having breakfast was kind of interesting because he was putting salt on his breakfast that probably had a ton of salt on it already. But I thought that was interesting. What else? The Zeke Elliott, like they made Zeke Elliott like he was a cuddly puppy here. And hey, I've known Dak, and this first time we're giving each other a gift, and he couldn't wrap the gift. And then who shows up at the door? Dak Prescott. And then Zeke is giving him a $13,000 bag. That felt like it was scripted. Now, there's NFL Films, HBO, they do a wonderful job in capturing the real things. There's a moment where Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator, is calling down during the Hall of Fame game to Micah Parsons to say, hey, you know, what did you do wrong in that play? And he spit it out, and Quinn's like, yep, you got it. And then they want to shut him down in the first half, after the first half, because he wants to make every tackle. That to me was interesting. But it should be. You have all of those cameras, all of that access, and then if the Cowboys want something out, then they can edit something out. But you should be getting great moments. It just felt like they staged a couple of them. McCarthy with the, what was the movie?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah. I'm like, oh, no. Yes, McLean.
Can't they just show old footage from 4 years ago when Leighton Vander Esch was going to rip up the entire NFL?
Oh,
why do they have to redo it again?
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
It was interesting with Dak. I just watched back to the clip. I wonder if he was like compensating for being out so long. Like, I want to show these guys. I'm here every rep. I'm not injured anymore. I got the big contract, but I'm one of you guys. I'm out here playing. Like, it seemed like overcompensation.
Oh, sure. I mean, but that's natural. They haven't played in a long time. Now you get a chance to play. You got fans there. You want to show your teammates you're all the way back. Nobody's talking about that ankle injury, although they showed the scar. But it's like, hey, we're good here. Like, are we? I mean, I hope. And now it's the shoulder injury, the arm injury, the lat injury, whatever it is. We're still not quite sure. But Hard Knocks, episode one last night. Todd gives a thumbs down.
I will tune in next week, and I just wanted more. I do agree that there's something compelling about what happened with Dak, but all in all, it just didn't do it for me the first game.
Yeah, I'm surprised week. You were expecting so much.
I don't know, Cowboys, America's team. I thought out of the box there would just be something juicy. I don't know exactly what that would be. It's the kind of thing you know it when you see it.
But we would have already known it therefore, how juicy would it have been? Because as you're saying, hey, we already knew that Dak was getting injured.
I guess not necessarily breaking news, but something, you know, I'm waiting for that. I like that stuff where the guy that you start taking a liking to, and is he going to get cut and all that stuff. But I guess that'll come in the coming
weeks.
Oh, yeah,
that's coming. That's the formula. You know, I was surprised that you got the marquee players right away. You got Jerry, you got Dak, you got Zeke. Yeah, Paul.
Like everything with Todd, Hard Knocks was way better in the mid-80s when he grew up. Way better.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Hard Knocks fan, but I'm just looking for little things. I go back to when the Chargers were on Hard Knocks, just to see Justin Herbert when he was throwing, to see the reaction of the veterans was worth watching Hard Knocks with the Chargers. Just that moment. Because they try to hide their emotions. You're not going to praise a rookie. You're like, yeah, he's a rookie. He's got to carry my pads here. And you could see them stop and watch, even the defensive players. He's just throwing it into a net. And I went, wow, that is really telling. Because players know players. You know, coaches don't know players as well as players know players, or certainly the analyst. These guys were going, this is something different. I haven't seen that. And that was kind of, that illuminated, you know, my thought on Justin Herbert, that this is not a project. This isn't somebody who's going to take a year or two. And I thought that because he had accuracy issues. But he is a big athlete, great athlete. And from what we've seen so far, he's a franchise quarterback there. But that was something that stood out. Yes, McLovin.
We had a poll question off of Hard Knocks, and I was surprised at the reaction. Who's the most famous owner in professional sports right now? The choices off the top of my head are Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban. I can't even think of anybody who would be third. And I would think Jerry Jones.
Yeah. But if you only have two candidates, probably not a good poll question.
No, it's not. But Paulie says it's Mark Cuban.
Jerry Jones is the biggest owner in football. Football is the biggest sport. Mark Cuban, six-year-olds know who he is. People who don't know sports know who he is. Mark gives a Shark Tank. Mm. Shark Tank's been on, I think, like 12 years and does very well in the ratings. Yeah. A lot of people know him from that show and nothing else. They know he's an owner, but they don't have to watch the Mavs to know Mark Cuban is. You don't have to like sports in any way to know who Cuban is. He's been in movies, too. I guess Jerry has, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say Jerry Jones, but I understand the, you know, Shark Tank and Cuban is there at every game. But, you know, the reach of the Dallas Mavericks worldwide or even nationally is very, very small. I mean, they're dwarfed by the Cowboys in their own city. So Mark's not even the most famous owner in his own city. Yeah, McLovin.
I think part of it is everyone does a fun Jerry Jones impersonation. Like, I know you and Seton both have good ones. It's a good thing to do.
Well, because he's a leader. Dak is a leader, and that's what we need. We need to have him lead us if we're going to lead this team into the playoffs. And hopefully we get a lead with our leader, and that would lead us to another win and maybe another Super Bowl. 16 after the hour, why are we bringing back or reinforcing the taunting penalties? And also, there was a list that came out of the 25, is that right, McLovin, most interesting players going into training camp?
It was actually the most 25 most interesting players for this season.
This season.
So it wasn't as much training camp focus as to what we expect during this season from The Athletic.
And I want to add a name to this list because over the next 3 weeks, this player will be as focused on, talked about as probably any other player.
Tease.
I'll have that for you coming up. Yeah, hell of a tease is what that was. I hope I can deliver. I don't want Todd to go, yeah, you teased, but
yeah,
you know,
slow start a little bit, like, but there's still 2.5 hours.
Like the Cowboys, you know, you disappointed me.
We'll work our way up. You'll rev it up.
17 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. We got a new partner here, and they have a great new app that can save you time, make it easier to manage your investments, the Stifel Wealth Tracker app. When it comes to managing your investments, knowing where you stand is half the battle. Stifel Wealth Tracker lets you build your personal balance sheet. You track your net worth over time, and you can link all your financial accounts using bank-level encryption. Monitor how all your investments are performing in one place. The Stifel Wealth Tracker also gives you direct access to Stifel's award-winning equity research, investment strategy views, and more. Stifel has helped clients manage their investments for over 130 years. when you need professional guidance. Let's say you're thinking about retirement. Do you have enough money? You need somebody to help you with this. The Stifel Wealth Tracker can connect you to a Stifel financial advisor to get the help you need. Stifel Wealth Tracker app, completely free. Download Stifel Wealth Tracker on the App Store, Google Play, or at stifel.com/tracker. You spell it S-T-I-F-E-L, stifel.com/tracker. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits. Penny, our house dog here. Gourmet biscuits made from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry, including where we got our dog from and I got my dog from. Available on danpatrick.com. McLovin, what's the poll question we're going to go with?
Do you like the NFL enforcing its taunting rule more strictly, yes or no? The early results, as you'd expect, are no.
Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network said that the feeling within the coaches' subcommittee is officials have gotten lax on players going face-to-face, standing over people, pointing fingers, etc. They won't focus so much on touchdown celebrations in this regard, but expect more flags to be thrown. Let's start there with Albert Breer, the senior NFL reporter for the Monday Morning Quarterback. He's been at the Steelers, Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions, Colts, Browns, Bengals, Niners, Cardinals, Chargers, Cowboys, Rams, Raiders camps. I should have just said the camps you haven't been at. That might have been quicker there. This feels like it came out of nowhere that we're now enforcing the taunting rule here. Why?
Well, it's not that unusual. I think normally this time of year, Dan, they'll put out this video, and this video actually gets played for all the players within the 32 teams. And so the fact that we have this this rule clarification or emphasis, that sort of thing happens every year. I think it's probably just to, like Tom there reported, to tone down some of the confrontations on the field that come from these sorts of things. And we saw it in the Super Bowl, Tyrann Mathieu and Tom Brady got after each other, Antoine Winfield and Tyreek Hill got after each other. And so, my guess would be, I need to dig into this a little bit more, but my guess would be because they've loosened the rules on touchdown celebrations, that maybe they feel like that's sort of spilled over into celebrations of other plays or taunting, and maybe they want to take care of that. It's an emotional game, I think you have to let some stuff go, but my guess would be that the coaches here would probably be looking to try to avoid the sort of confrontations that we saw in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I like those confrontations.
I like them too. I'm all for them. it's good for the drama. I mean, that's what we're watching. This is soap opera for guys, right? That's sort of what football is.
Yes, I like when it's not scripted. I like when you get true emotion. Usually the NFL plays to the fans. Like, what are the fans upset about? What do the fans want? It feels like they acquiesce. I don't know if there was this outcry from the fans saying, we're tired of seeing taunting.
The coaches might feel like, I've already got enough to manage. I don't want to have to manage my players' behavior.
Okay.
That's my guess, right?
Fair enough.
I've got enough problems out here.
Fair enough.
I don't want to have to be getting on, my rookie defensive back, Antoine Winfield, for giving Tyreek Hill the peace sign,
Any other rule changes that happened that maybe weren't on the front burner?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to think of one to me that I think is a bigger deal than people realize is that they outlawed cut blocking outside of the tackle box. And I don't think people recognize how common that is. Like outside zone runs, and then almost every screen pass. I mean, how many screens have you seen where there isn't someone, a lineman, cutting a linebacker or cutting a defensive back?
Yeah.
Now if you eliminate some of that, I think that could wind up having a sneaky big impact just because of the way those things are taught, And I think defensive players are going to applaud this because, what every defensive player would tell you is you've been protecting the offensive players forever. And here we got people going after our knees. We have stuff happening underneath the pile. And, I think defensive players would applaud this, but it's just as far as the flow of the game. One that I think slipped under the radar a little bit this offseason would be that one, the further outlawing of cut blocking, which I think is going to have an effect on outside runs. And I think it's also going to have a really big effect on screens. Maybe that's not the sexiest thing in the world, but I think there'll be an impact there.
The Athletic had a column, the 25 most intriguing players for the 2021 NFL season. And even though this player who wasn't on the list might not have a big impact on the regular season, I don't know if there's a player under a more watchful eye than Jordan Love, because now he's going to play all these preseason games. Now we get to see just how good he is and what that means for the possible future. If you're a Packer fan and you see progress there, you might not be holding on for dear life to Aaron Rodgers, that you might realize we do have something here. Or, oh my God, we got to hold on to Aaron Rodgers. Is there somebody who's more intriguing in the preseason than Jordan Love in your opinion?
Well, so think about this, Dan. All right. So last year, no OTAs, no mini camp. They get to training camp, and really every coach is in the mode where we only have enough practice time to get our starters ready, right? Backup quarterbacks don't really run the offense during the season. So Jordan Love wasn't getting a lot of reps in the summer because they're getting Aaron Rodgers ready. Wasn't able to run the Packers offense much in the fall because he's running the scout team. And then they get to the spring, and I had a coach there tell me that if they ran 300 reps in OTAs, and this is just like a guesstimate, they ran 300 reps in the OTAs for the offense, Jordan Love took 270 of them. So that's across the first team, second team, all those guys. So you had this guy from getting almost no reps, and they didn't feel like he was ready at all coming out of last year, which is one of the reasons why they were so adamant about holding on to Aaron Rodgers. And then you had him drinking out of a fire hose, in essence, with Rodgers gone in the spring. So I'm with you. This is going to be fascinating seeing how he looks. And without question, you know, this position the Packers are in after this year, where they're going to have Aaron Rodgers going into a contract year, and they're going to have to make a decision on what to do with him. And he could refuse to sign a deal, and they could be forced to trade him. They could extend him. All of that, I think, is colored by what happens with Jordan Love. And, you know, the Packers have spent the last 3-4 months trying to get like progress from Jordan Love. And now I think with these games, they're going to be looking to get answers on what Jordan Love is. And I think, again, like that could have a massive impact on the way that they approach next February and March.
The worst backup quarterback situation is which team?
Jets, maybe.
How about a competitive team?
Do you know who James Morgan is? I think it's the Jets.
Yeah. But a competitive team.
A competitive team. If I was the Rams, I wouldn't feel tremendous about what they've got behind Matthew Stafford.
Are you confident with the Cowboys behind?
The Cowboys are the one, though. Yeah. I mean, you look at Ben DiNucci. Yeah. If I was the Cowboys, like, you combine the fact that Dak is coming off of an injury and you don't have much behind him, and you didn't replace Andy Dalton. And yeah, I mean, I think the Cowboys are right there, because at least the Rams played their backup last year. I mean, Ben DiNucci got snaps, but I think it probably, without like taking a look at every single one of them individually,
the Colts,
I think the Cowboys are there. The Colts. Yeah. So Jacob, but the thing is, like, Jacob Eason at least had some level of pedigree, played big time college football, has skill, like skill set's fine. You know what I mean? With him, it's just after the snap, he doesn't see it very well. And I think that's part of why Sam Ellinger got some reps, but at least they've got a couple of guys they've drafted that are in the pipeline. Like, I think if you ask most teams, they would take Jacob Eason over Ben DiNucci just based on talent, because at least Eason, there's a ceiling there. And he played at University of Georgia. He played at the University of Washington. I think, you know, you'd feel more comfortable about going into a game. And that's what this is really about, right? Like, going into one game.
Yeah.
I think you feel more comfortable going into a game with Jacob Eason than you would Ben DiNucci.
Here's some good situations. The Raiders have Marcus Mariota. Browns have Case Keenum. Mm-hmm. Jags with Gardner Minshew. The Saints are going to have either
one or the
Taysom,
other. Yeah.
Or Jameis. And they could both be bad. Dolphins have Jacoby Brissett. Bears, Niners, Patriots with rookie quarterbacks.
I mean, even Blaine Gabbert isn't horrible, right? Like, that's fine. I mean, you wouldn't want him to be your starter. But
they,
like,
drafted Kyle Trask, too.
Right, yeah. So, like, they've got, like, a, you know, veteran guy and then a developmental guy, so they're okay.
Chiefs have Chad Henne. Seahawks have
fine.
Geno Smith.
I mean, those guys have experience, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have, you know, I mean, like, most teams aren't going to have, like, Andy Dalton as a backup like the Cowboys did last year. And so, I mean, having a guy, you know, like a Jacoby Brissett or a Geno Smith.
How did the Jets not have an established backup quarterback who's non-threatening?
That's why I still think, like, I still look at it, and I don't think Nick Foles wants to go to the Jets, and maybe that's a factor in this whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think Nick Foles would be perfect for the Jets. The general manager there, Joe Douglas, was with Nick Foles in Philadelphia. And wouldn't you want Zach Wilson, beyond just what you're saying, like, which is the in case of emergency break glass thing, wouldn't you want Zach Wilson to have like a veteran guy in the room as like a sounding board, you know, like the guy who's been there and done it and like who can be a resource for him, right? Like you'd want to have somebody like that in the room. So I'm with you. I think that I wouldn't be surprised that the Jets make a move to put somebody like that in the room for Zach Wilson.
It's great to catch up with you as always. The best training camp stop that you had was where?
Man, I'll tell you what, like watching the Rams practice right now, I think I'm going to pick the Packers to win the NFC, but the Rams have really, they really made me think about it. I mean, I just the way the operation runs and the way Matthew Stafford looks and just watching Raheem Morris as their new defensive coordinator and watching the way Jalen Ramsey is with his teammates, there's a really good vibe there. And can't beat the weather down there either. So
well, okay.
I'll go with the Rams.
Give me the team that you came away going, uh-oh.
Like, uh-oh, like in a bad way?
Yeah.
It's so hard this time of year to say that about anybody. The Steelers' offensive line, I would be concerned with. I would just, like, when I was there, they had a rookie at left tackle in Dan Moore, a rookie at center. I'd just be concerned about that offensive line. And I think the defense is going to be really good. Is the defense going to be like James Ferrier, Troy Polamalu, James Harrison carry the team good? I think at least for a little while they figure out the offensive line, they might need to be. So that was the one that really sort of stuck out to me was that Steelers offensive line. And Mike Tomlin always figures this stuff out. That Steelers offensive line would have me pretty worried if I was there.
Well, this was brought up by one of our listeners. Why are Mike Shanahan and Mike Holmgren not in the Hall of Fame?
Mike Shanahan to me should be. I mean, if the Hall of Fame is about like the story of pro football and like the impact you've had on pro football, how many teams are running Shanahan's offense 25 years after like he... Like, because you remember what it was like in 95, 96. No one knew what to do with that run game. It basically pumped life into John Elway's career, the very end. Like, that offense that went in 25 years ago, half the league's running it now. Like, people who don't, like, offensive coaches who don't know it are trying to get on staffs that run it so they can learn it. You know what I mean? Like, he won two Super Bowls, and then the impact that he had on football overall, I don't know why he isn't. And Holmgren... I think Holmgren's there too. He's went to the Super Bowl with two different teams and his coaching tree is ridiculous. Like you look at those Packers staffs and the guys that were on those staffs and Steve Mariucci and John Gruden. And you go up and down the line, like both those guys at least deserve consideration. I think Shanahan should be in and I'm surprised he isn't. And when I look at like Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson, all due respect to those guys, I think Shanahan is easily on those guys' level.
Yeah, I do too. And I think you're going to look at Bill Cowher and you're going to have other coaches be compared to Bill Cowher. So Mike Tomlin is already a Hall of Fame coach, in my opinion.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like if Cowher's in, Mike Tomlin's going to be in.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to me, like it's tough with coaches because I think it's not just success. It's like, legacy. It's the impact. You know what I mean? So it's not just like Tony Dungy, for example, like the impact that Tony Dungy had. Now, Tony Dungy only won one Super Bowl, but Tony Dungy's impact on football, the first African-American coach to win a Super Bowl, the like amount of assistance that he had that became really good head coaches. I don't think you'd argue Tony Dungy's a Hall of Famer, but it's not about his overall record because there are a lot of people who could match his record. It's Tony Dungy's impact on the game of football. And, you know, I think that that's sort of what you have to look at with some of these coaches. That's why I say with Shanahan, like his impact is undeniable. I mean, look across the league, Sean McVay, his son, Kyle in San Francisco, Matt LaFleur, Arthur Smith, who like never coached for him, but was influenced by him because he learned his offense from LaFleur. Like the branches of his tree are all over the place. And so I think you have to consider impact on the game. And that to me is like where you separate the guys you know, some guys who've won one or two versus other guys who have won one or two, which, you know, which ones do you give entrance to the Hall of Fame with the other coaches who have won four Super Bowls? You know, the guys like Bill Walsh and Bill Belichick and Chuck Knoll.
Great to talk to you, Albert. Thanks for joining us as always.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter for the Monday Morning Quarterback. He's good. I always learn something when he's on. James in California. Hey, James, good morning. What do you have for me today?
First time, long time, 6'1", 220. Yeah, you just mentioned on your show yesterday that kind of what the focal point was going to be for Hard Knocks first episode, not really focusing on the stars. I felt like the whole episode was really focused on Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
A little bit of Zeke, little bit of Michael Parsons. Was kind of, were you surprised on that or?
Yeah, but it feels like they always start with that, and then eventually Hard Knocks is going to be about secondary players. You know, is there a rift, a fight in practice? It's formulaic what Hard Knocks has. Did I think that they would start out with so much on Dak? I didn't, but then they had all of this footage. They had the audible of the audio of him talking about, hey, I'm going to go out there and I want every snap. And he was gung-ho. And then Mike McCarthy saying, hey, is anybody checking him out? You're going to go out there and get hurt. They had that. We didn't know exactly. It's still a mystery to us, this injury. They had the audio of that. And that, to me, was really strong. Zeke Elliott trying to wrap a birthday present for Dak. I didn't need to see it. Felt like it was scripted. And the fact that Dak shows up right after he's finished wrapping the present. Oh, wow. What timing. Crazy. Those guys are crazy. Jerry Jones putting salt on every bite of his Egg McMuffin or whatever that was. While it's not news, it was fascinating to watch it. I'm waiting to hear. The Cowboys have signed a deal with McDonald's. Jerry announced that today. But, you know, all it is it's football. They're talking football, playing football, and that's all we want. It's like the Hall of Fame game. It's not really a great game. We need football. We're looking for football. College football rankings came out. Oh, let's look at the college football top 25. It's just, these are breadcrumbs that are put down. That's all. Leading up to the meals that we're going to have. Take a break. Play of the day is up next. More phone calls as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Mays for three. Look at the rebounding. Hediger kicks it out to Sharif Cooper, who has the shot, and he nails it! Sharif Cooper for three wins the game!
That's your play of the day. Sharif Cooper made a total of 13 three-pointers in 12 games at Auburn last year. He had 21. You know, a little summer league action, which I watched last night again. That's our play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels while boosting energy and strength. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Sharif Cooper, by the way, playing for the Atlanta Hawks. That was a game against the Pacers last night. Eric in Florida joins us. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Long time, second time. 5'9", 210. Yeah, I was just curious for you and the rest of the Danettes. When you have something like Hard Knocks or a game, do you tell your family and children that you need to or you have to for work purposes, so you can watch it in privately, or you just watch it, you know, just randomly, wherever you want.
Well, it's a little different for me because my kids are grown, and it's not like I have to run it by my wife, but there are times when I'll say, hey, I got to watch this. And it's not all the time because you can't watch everything, but you have to know about everything. You have to know a little bit about a lot and a lot about a little, depending on what the topic is. But no, with Hard Knocks, just watch. No, there's no permission needed, granted, any of that. It's just this is something that I'm interested in watching, or I need to watch this. This is a game that I need to watch. But no, I don't have to do that. Yeah, Paulie.
There is a bit of a dance, though, for us, because like if I'm watching LSU versus Alabama, I say to my wife, it's, you know, 1 versus 2. OK, she's great. Last night, I'm trying to watch Detroit Pistons, Houston Rockets summer league game. Cade Cunningham versus Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually good TV.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, the NBA's still on? I go, yeah. And I'm hoping she doesn't ask, is this summer league? She just thinks it's a regular season game.
Yeah.
But if I had to sell a summer league game over CSI Miami, I'm going to lose that one.
Yeah, but that was 1 versus 2, and it turned out to be really entertaining. Because Jalen Green gets buckets, man. Of all of these draft picks this year, he scores. And what he did in the G League, really, he's got a head start. You've got a head start on everybody because he was doing that against players who had been in the league. Everybody's trying to showcase their talents in the G League. And that was entertaining last night. And he got the better of Cade Cunningham. Granted, it's only summer league, but they're taking it very seriously. McLovin, poll question today.
Kind of surprising. Do you want the NFL to enforce its taunting rule more strictly? Only 57% say no. So that means 43% do want this taunting emphasis.
Okay.
I thought it'd be like 80-20.
Yeah. I'm curious with the demographics of who doesn't like it, who does. Yeah, Seton.
I just don't know what the line is there. Obviously, there has to be a ton of gray area in here. And, right, you can certainly go overboard with taunting, right? We've seen that a million times. But there is sort of that emotional gray area in the middle. And I don't know how they're going to police that. It's a physical game. It's an emotional game. You can't, you know, tackle somebody like that and play that hard and then get up and just be like, okay, now let's calmly go on to the next play. I don't know. It seems like it's going to be tough to figure that out.
The Deshaun Watson situation is a gray area, getting murkier, because the Texans GM Nick Caserio was on Sports Radio 610 in Houston yesterday, and he had this to say about Deshaun Watson playing for Houston.
Are you still hopeful that he plays for you guys?
I think we've been consistent from the beginning. You know, we're not going to comment about personal situations and what's going to happen, what could happen, what is likely to happen. Again, I think there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of speculation, quite frankly. Our philosophy has been just take it one day at a time and just keep moving forward with the team.
It's not a personal situation. It's a football question. Is your franchise quarterback going to start week one of the regular season? Yes or no? Do you plan on Deshaun Watson starting week one? Yes or no? He's eligible. And at some point, does somebody say, we're going to give you this? And the Texans go, all right, let's be done with it. Yes, Eden.
But isn't there this whole other part of the story where Deshaun Watson said he won't play for them and he wants to be traded?
Yes.
So, I mean, even if he was going to be the week one starter, he won't be because he won't play.
Well, he's being paid. Does he want to continue to be paid? And if you don't want to continue to be paid, then we'll suspend you. Then does he want to play for the Texans because he's making $35, $40 million a year? My guess is probably so.
There's certainly a money where your mouth is scenario looming. There's no doubt about that.
You don't want to play? Are you refusing to play? And if that's the case, then we don't have to pay you. Yes, Tom.
Innocent until proven guilty, but teams, how much should they be worried about the PR hit of bringing in Deshaun Watson? Or is that a fleeting thing and people will forget it as long as he plays well?
What do you think it is?
I don't think it's a good idea to be trading anytime soon for Deshaun Watson.
If the Broncos picked up Deshaun Watson, you would stop being a Broncos fan?
I would not, but I would.
But that's what they're banking.
I know,
but
I initially would be like, that's questionable, and you're going to probably have people possibly outside marching, and there's going to be a major PR hit, and you're hoping it's not going to last very long, and he'll be a great quarterback, and then everybody will just forget about it.
But do fans care? Like, you're going to have a group that cares. You know, people protested when Michael Vick came to Philadelphia. I don't think anybody thought this guy's going to get a second chance. He killed dogs. He went to prison. He's getting out. I mean, Tyreek Hill, he's got issues. He's still, Ben Roethlisberger went through thing. I mean, it happens. We move on. You know, like what that says about us as football fans, you know, everything is transactional, interchangeable. All right, that guy. All right, bring in another guy. Yeah, Seton.
I just don't understand from the Texans' point of view if he's still worth it. He's got all of these accusations, and then on top of that, he doesn't even want to play for your team anymore. What are you holding on to? Just get rid of him.
Well, you don't want to get a second-round pick for him. I think that's... And Nick Caserio worked under Bill Belichick. It doesn't seem like he's going to sell low. Coming up next hour, we'll hear from Russell Westbrook. Terrell Owens tells us if Tony Romo should be a Hall of Famer. One more item. We close out the first hour. Summer's coming to an end. That means football is going to be here, but also school is right around the corner, and that means your kids can't stay up late. That means no more late-night Bronco games for Todd's kids. Paulie's daughters, they can't be working on his car. They got to get to bed. Seton's son staying up all night trying to become the next Neymar. McLovin's kids probably staying up late taking pre-SAT courses. Sleep's so important for your kids. School-age children need at least 10 hours to be ready to learn the next day. And it's a great time to discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Right now, biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. That's sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Biggest sale of the year is going on. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick and tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.